like in the face though. So like, you think when he like just right across her face, the nigga said, "My name is Willie Beam, man." Like you come up, like you. I'm sorry, like you went to the. No disrespect, you know, I feel like it's a very day and age that the day and age that we are in is very sensitive. So, you know, women need to be heard if they feel victimized. But like you going to the police station and said, 16 years ago in 2002, Jamie Foxx slapped me with his dick in my face. How?
Listen, I watch way too much SVU for this. I can't be objective in this manner. I just can't. Like, that's my favorite show. And I've seen in this show all the time, victims come back around, like, years later because they don't want to deal with the trauma of a trial, the trauma or PTSD of a trial, revisiting those horrors that they went through and shit. You know, maybe, you know, maybe she got CTE. They're whipping his dick out, smacking her in the forehead. I don't know.
I would like to know how this transpired. Like, was he saying, "Hold on, baby, wait right here. I'm about to go in the bathroom right quick." And just came out, surprised you, and you turned around. He said, "Hey," and you just like, I just don't get it. Like, you had to see his penis out already for him to smack you with it. That's what I don't get. Like,
it's hard because when you ask what happened or you add, like, I'm not trying to doubt the victims and shit. Like, if you say what happened, then I'll listen to the story, but I gotta hear the whole thing because hearing shit like that, even with, remember Peyton Manning when he got in trouble for the same shit. Like, that story to me is just, like, weird in my head. It's like, all right, so your trainer's in your room, and how did your nutsack end up on her forehead? Like, how does that just randomly come up in that turn of events?
No, it sounds like, I don't know. It just sounds like allegations. I just think writing that police report, like, how do you sitting there, like, how do you, like, just keep a straight face? Like, yo, hold on. So, like, was it flaccid or was it erect? Like, I mean, like, did he like leave a bruise? Like, was it like, was it fluids on it? Like, was it like,
that's why I can't be in that business. I'll be cracking up. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's a serious matter and shit, but I'm cracking the fuck up in that shit. Like, Marlon Wayans was talking about that shit at the Breakfast Club. Like, he always laughs at the least appropriate times, like at a funeral or some sad shit. Like, those are the funniest moments to be laughing at, really, like on the real shit. Come on, man. But I mean,
y'all going to hell.
Me too. Me too, coming for everybody. So I mean, you got something out there, man. You better, you know, better let me like, know now. Man,
I feel like it's like this. Like, you, it's a good thing. The Me Too movement is a great thing. But I feel like a lot of, like, and this goes with every type of, like, organization or movement, Black Lives Matter, for instance. Like, a lot of people, like, just abuse, like, the brand, what's going on with it, and then just think, like, whatever. They just fit subject to it. No matter if they're right or, like, they could be 100% wrong. I'm no disrespect. Like, not saying they could be right, but, like, they could be 100% wrong, and they could still be like, all right, well, this is what's going on, then. Me too. Like, I feel like, yo, like, if you, like, think about how many cases we hear about, like, men going to jail for rape and, like, being found not guilty.
Right.
And the women knew the whole time that they didn't, like, they weren't, like,
they gotta go to jail.
And that's what I
think. You gotta go to jail for that.
And that's what I think is, Eric, you absolutely right. Because
you,
I think,
have to go to jail.
I think, like, as a man, if you get accused of rape and it's, like, out of malicious, or if it's, like, let's say she was at a party, she passed out, she didn't know what happened, she's just accusing people, that's different. But if she know you didn't, and then she blames you, and you have to get processed in due time, and she knows you didn't do it, she should be, like, she should be held accountable.
That accuser 100% gotta go to jail.
Man, you know what I mean? People like you just had processed this, man. Like,
cause niggas is staying with that. Like, no matter what, like you said, you could be as, like, this Matt Patricia thing. He allegedly, I don't know the rules, I don't know the full details of it, but he apparently is in a position where he's not guilty. He said he's not guilty, but no matter what, you're staying with that story on your legacy regardless. Like, niggas, like kids in school, like, if, like, because you went to trial, because your public name is out there with that shit, you can't escape that.
Yeah, it's like a nigga who got accused of stealing, something go missing, nigga, I know you got my shit. Like, that's what it's gonna turn out like, man. Patricia, oh no, you can't hold my daughter, get out of here, man. Like, that's just all it is. And it's like, yeah, you're right, they're staying with it, and nobody's gonna come for it. But this man, like, like, if I'm Jamie Foxx and I'm sitting at the crib and I'm like, wait, what? Like,
I did what?
I smacked her with my penis. Did she like it?
Like, was, bro, he's sitting there thinking, damn, we were just partying. Who, I was, you know, we was on the air that night. Shit.
Now, was there a condom on when he slapped you with the penis, or was it bareback?
See, and that's why we not fit to be cops. We could have some questions. Oh, we could sit up there, you know, do those Starsky and Hutch shits. Tell us about that. Tell us about that night.
Mm-mm. I'm like, wait. The Jamie Foxx slaps you with his dick.
Nah, Ray.
Willie Beeman.
Nah.
I don't believe it. Come on, now. I don't believe
nah.
it.
Nah. But hey, if it's true, then God bless the victim.
I hope she didn't wash her face. It could be worth some money.
She got a famous forehead now. Like, Jamie Foxx, nut sweat on her forehead for the rest of her life. Woo! Alternative Blacks, episode 9. I am Eric Vincent. Hello, everybody. Thank you for being here.
What up, though? It's your boy Troy. Detroit, hello.
Huh?
The whole world, hello.
The whole world bearing in with us on another crazy week in the world. A lot of wild shit per usual, ain't nothing changed.
Yeah.
But we still here. You still here. You ain't get in trouble. You know, you do no wild in a way, nothing, you know.
What would I do?
You just look like a suspect all the
time. Wow.
You know. It's okay. It's okay to say that for some people. That's because I know you. It's okay for me to say. I'm not generalizing. Racial profile. I know you.
Racial profile.
Fuck out of here. You see Troy in the streets, call somebody.
Wow. If you see me on the streets, say what up, though. You know, I'm your local podcaster. You may catch me in your ear saying some crazy shit, and I'm here with Eric Little Black Ass. You know, if you see him on the streets, please make sure you still have your wallet, and ladies, tuck your purses. This man, I'm telling you, he just snatched the purse on the way in.
It'll probably
for
be
practice
too, it'll probably be too late at that time. I don't kill.
You see, you heard it here first.
That's a joke for all the spies listening to shit. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, a lot of spy warfare in general in America now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust shit in America anymore.
Fuck
no. I really don't. Like, I don't know how we still here even talking. It's only a matter of time before Trump gets a hold of this shit. Let's pull these motherfuckers out of here. Get this shit done.
No, he's in Mar-a-Lago. Weren't you with him?
No. He was with Kim Jong-un. you know, I was in a... I was with my own thing. I was with my pops out in Trump country at Boyne Mountain. They not listening to Boyne Mountain, so whatever.
Mar-a-Lago.
Nigga, not a single other ink spot in that fucking city.
You appreciated this time though, right? It was a beautiful city, you might say.
Oh, it was a nice city. Oh, it was a nice city. They had nice golf courses.
Typical
but
area.
The people, like I said, you nigga, they literally looking at you like a UFO. Like they ain't never seen black in their entire life. Like that shit is, you know, it's. I wanted to be there just so I can see the reaction. That shit's fun to me. Like I said, right. It was still night. It was still daytime and shit. You know, it wasn't like a Klan rally where the, you know, you really in fear for your life. It's just a bunch of old white people and shit that ain't never seen niggas before. It's like being at the mall with a baby who you know ain't never seen a black person and you just in the cashier line staring at that little motherfucker like what? Yeah, we real too. Like I love that shit. That shit's fun to me.
I'm
I don't care.
Straight. No, fuck that.
Fuck, I love
I
it.
I can never go to Paceland because no, once I'm in this fucking area and I just feel like I'm the only one there, everybody looking at me, I gotta feel the niggas gonna shackle me up. I'm sorry. I gotta get the fuck out of there. I need to go see a brown person, a Latin person, an Asian person, an Indian person, somebody. Make me feel good. I can't. I get uncomfortable, especially when people just looking like, oh, okay. What is he doing? What is he here volunteering for? What is he here passing out? Like, nigga, I'm here spending money. Like, yo, like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm passing out diversity, bitch. It's free.
Fuck that. I feel
enjoy
like.
Enjoy it while you got it.
I get, like, all these fuck. I break out in the hives and I get all these, like, Kunta sweats and I just think, like, yo, nigga, I'm about to be picking cotton somewhere. Like, fuck that. Like, if it's too many people and they looking at me crazily, I'm Gucci.
Well, you're good because you'll be in the house. So, I mean, you know. You'll be upstairs, you know, folding the beds and shit. It's all good. You ain't got nothing to worry about with that.
You hear it here first. And you know, actually, it's not my fault that I'll be taken care of.
Whatever. He still has to put his birth certificate on the line. So we'll keep looking into that. But again, thank you all for being here.
And
episode 9 rolling.
Eric was born in Howell, by the way.
Wow.
Episode
lies,
Nina.
Lies, lies, lies.
Number 9, that Jordan Dream Team number.
Yes. Speaking of basketball, the NBA Finals just wrapped up.
Woo!
As we predicted, as we said, swept. Cavaliers gone.
Dubs and foul.
Fucking waste of time in the finals. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it was as close as it was, especially for games 1 and 3. Like, I couldn't believe that shit was happening.
That's all they had.
Yep. But, you know, they gave their best punch. But didn't matter. Warriors, another chip. That's three in the last 4 years. Two for Kevin Durant. Another NBA Finals MVP.
Hey, yo, I heard J.R. Smith just called a timeout.
He got the video. Oh, we did have timeouts. We use one now. It's seven games, coach. We still got time. Like, no, JR, it's over.
Timeout, coach. We got swept in four.
So Kobe Bryant had some feedback on it. As we see, a lot of the Sports Center tickets have said, watch Kobe Bryant's feedback of the finals on his new program detail. But he also gave his own feedback saying that LeBron James is at a place where he needs to figure out how to just win with what he has. Because Jordan passed down some advice from him, kind of speaking to the same thing. Pretty much saying, you know, you might not always have the best supporting cast, but you got to be able to uplift your team and rally them enough to a point where you're winning and beating all the odds and obstacles in front of you. Now, granted, LeBron is playing with pieces like J.R. Smith, who, again, he got a rebound and didn't know to take a timeout or go up with a shot. He wasn't thinking. He also had a Kyle Korver that was 1 of 16. Like, LeBron wasn't playing with a lot of help.
No.
So, like, I don't know if I could agree with what Kobe was saying. Like, this wasn't LeBron's fault at all, these finals. No. But I do think
what came down to it, Kobe, for instance, like, this was a comment. It felt like Kobe read this shit and was like, yeah, I'm just going to say this to LeBron James. That's what it sounds like, because that shit don't apply to Kobe at all as far as in, like, being a team player to uplift your team. Because we saw Kobe doing the same thing as LeBron. Dickhead. Getting frustrated with everybody, like, you know, pass me the ball. But I think for LeBron James, what they needed to win is depth. They didn't have no bench. So you got people like Kyle Korver putting up 1 for 16. Like, you got people, like, shooting, like, eggs, like, you need somebody to come off the bench. I feel like he needed at least two people off the bench who can put up at least 13 points apiece.
Yeah.
And that would have helped them win or get close to a win or have some type of energy. But he didn't have that at least. So.
No. But, yeah, he's in a place, like I said, he got – you didn't need – this is the shitty part about LeBron's career. LeBron, as we've seen this year, has played with guys that were incapable of living up to the moment of the finals. They didn't show up. They weren't consistent like nobody. He got up and down games with Kevin Love. Kyle Korver sucked the whole series. Jordan Clarkson was garbage. Like, Rodney Hood, all of them were terrible. Hood had a couple nice games or a game, but still, as a whole, nobody was really doing shit. But with LeBron's career, it's either he's had no help at all or he's playing on a super team.
Right.
So where's the in-between? Where's the medium of that shit? And if that's the case, then that is another knock on the quote-unquote GOAT conversation. It makes Kobe's argument a little bit more valid, because if he's not – like, people have said, oh, he doesn't have enough help, he doesn't have enough help. I think a narrative that was diminished in all this time was the LeBron makes everybody better narrative. If your team's not playing that well, Mr. Make Everybody Better is not doing his job if teammates aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. I agree with that. And I feel like – were they fucked up at? I honestly think they fucked up drafting Tristan Thompson. Honestly, I think they messed up drafting Tristan Thompson. They grabbed Kyrie and Tristan Thompson that year. And I'm trying to look up now. Kawhi Leonard was in that draft. Kemba Walker, Brandon Knight, Jonas.
Tristan was a big part of when they won their first ring, though. I mean, he was doing a lot of their dirty work.
But did they really need Tristan, though? To be honest, no.
In that championship year, yes. They were not going to win that without Tristan. He was a lot of those misses that Kyrie was putting up, and Kevin Love, and he was snatching and tipping a lot of those balls out. I think he was a big, intricate piece of that shit. I don't know. I think he was very important.
Well, out of his draft, he is the only relevant big man right now. I can give you that. Yeah, but I think they could have, like, developed a center from somewhere, like, easily picked up a center instead of drafting Tristan Thompson, because you know who went after him.
Who?
Jonas
Valanciunas.
They got him. Brandon Knight went after him. Kemba Walker went after him.
Mm-hmm.
But they had Kyrie, so they don't matter.
Exactly.
Klay Thompson went after him. Could you imagine they had Kyrie, Klay, and LeBron?
Oh, my God. What year was that again?
This was 2011.
Okay.
And it was I just think Tristan Thompson was really the missing factor to win that championship. Like, they didn't have – Golden State didn't play with no paint, really.
If they had
somebody like Shaq or a big dominant presence in the paint, Yep. Golden State would have lost with a LeBron James and a Anthony Davis in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. easily. But I don't know. He got a – Kobe was just trying to offer some advice, and I just think that it sounded very hypocritical.
Yeah, as I've said before, I think the messenger matters when you talk about what you want to talk about. Like, I don't want to hear about you know, not drunk driving. Well, I mean, I guess to an extent you could say if you want to learn what not to do, you should learn it from a person who either didn't take advantage of that opportunity. Like I said, if you learn from somebody who was doing no good, what better person to be learning about those faults from than the person who wasn't doing it? Because, right. Yeah, Kobe wasn't a player. He had a lot of good pieces around him, but was he a team player that uplifted his guys? Yeah, nah, not really.
No.
He was able to carry guys and, you know, use the skill sets that they had to their best ability.
He stayed at it with Paul Gasol.
And at the same time, people always knock him for not being a team player and asking for his trade and all that kind of shit. Like, I don't think that's – to me, that's not worse than a situation like LeBron where every time he loses, he leaves. Or we've seen him get into spats and episodes with his teammates on social media, like passive-aggressive shit. Like, LeBron does a lot of, like, petty bullshit that – is kind of annoying, but with mature player, like you said, you got Kobe who went through dumb shit and did stupid shit with his teammates, but at the same time, he still carried y'all niggas to five rings, help carry the five rings.
I think LeBron always gonna be like, it sucks because I hate that he ruined that for his like legacy, him leaving to play with Dwayne Wade, but I feel like if Dwayne Wade was in Denver, Chris Bosh was in Toronto, while LeBron was in Cleveland, I think he could have had Dwayne Wade come to Cleveland. I think Miami is just like, who don't want to go to Miami?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I get to work in Miami.
I'm tax-free, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm going to go. So I feel like, you know, just the idea of the location was good. But, like, we all knew LeBron didn't have to leave to go play with Dwayne Wade to be in, like, ring talk. You were already in ring talk, like, before you left. So it's I just hate that happened and that transpired. And as far as, like, him leaving now, it's very justifiable. At this point, I feel like LeBron should just go do whatever makes him happy now at this point.
Yep, that's what he's gonna do. He's weighing his options. Apparently, there was a report floating around that his son committed to a school in L.A.
And again,
mm-hmm.
and again, L.A. is a high market. Cleveland is cool, but it's like, I look at a city like this. The city is worth all of its connections and networks. If your city, compare Royal Oak to Farmington Hills.
Okay,
which one is you think you're gonna have more better networking?
Royal Oak.
Exactly. So I feel like you got Cleveland, which you already conquered, did your thing there, and you got LA, where you can just do whatever. Like, at this point, you lost your ring. I mean, like, at this point, you already got your rings, you're already solidified. We know what you're capable of. We don't want to hear that GOAT shit. Like, I feel like we, the people, the media, put pressure on him. So at the end of the day, you know, whatever decision he makes, I can't knock it.
Well, we'll celebrate his success regardless. Speaking of which, actually, switching to a different sport, one of my favorite athletes of all time, Terrell Owens, he finally made it over to the Hall of Fame. Well fucking deserved. Should have been a first ballot. The NFL Hall of Fame voting committee needs to get their shit together. I think it's the media that elects the players in and shit. They need to get their shit together. But he snubbed the opportunity to go celebrate in Canton with his teammates, with the NFL players, with the others in the Hall of Fame, with the people who voted him in. Terrell Owens said, nah, I'm smooth. I'll celebrate how I choose to, and I'll keep y'all posted when I decide to do what I want to do. Whether if I want to have a hand party at the crib, or if I want to be, you know, at Dave and Buster's, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be doing what I want to do. And I'm cool with that.
I think he shouldn't have just said nothing at all, and honestly just been a no call no show for the whole ceremony. That'd have been better.
Not saying anything at all.
Said anything, and just that day, you guys seen Terrell Owens? You guys seen Terrell? Had everybody go crazy? Not showed up. You just gave him a cold, no call no show. Only thing I say is whack how he like was quick to put out a statement, like that detailed statement on how he chose to celebrate. I think that was corny, just because simply he caused a fuss, and I don't say he didn't deserve to cause a fuss. He caused a fuss every time about him not being on that ballot. Now, when you get on there, it seemed like you had this bitch on draft waiting to hit send. You finally get in there. You hit sin. Yeah. And you quick to tell us, oh, I'm going to celebrate how I want. So, which is like, all right, dog. No call, no show would have made you cool. We didn't understand where you were coming from.
To me, how's that different than the NFL draft, though? Like, NFL draft, like, NFL rookies do the exact same thing. They don't all go to the ceremony. I think Joe Thomas, if I'm not mistaken, when he was drafted the same year as Calvin, he was on a fucking fishing trip with his family. Like, he didn't come to the fucking ceremony. He didn't come all the way out to, what is it, Times Square? I don't know where the fuck they have it. He didn't do that shit. So, I feel like Terrell Owens, like, and again, he's a guy who already established himself in NFL history. To me, he's the third best receiver of all time behind Calvin Johnson and Jerry Rice. Yeah, I said it. Calvin's number one. I believe he already submitted his legacy. He already established himself. Like, he don't have to, like, rookies have to establish themselves in the league and build a rapport with the franchise and the league.
Right.
T.O. don't have to do that no more. Like, he already put in his time. Niggas know what he represents. And I think how he chooses to celebrate should be on him.
I think both parties are petty. NFL and Terrell Owens, they both being petty.
NFL's definitely petty.
Yeah, and Terrell Owens, like I said, I think, well, he would have been petty no matter what, but I think for him to be petty, he should have just not said shit and just build the suspense up.
Is I think that would have been more petty.
I think it would have been great.
That would have been more petty, though. Not even addressing them niggas. It's like, oh, I just got a new phone. Sorry.
Fuck it.
I had my phone down. Sorry,
man. That man been great.
I forgot to text you back.
That man been great for a minute, and y'all just now want to throw him in there.
No, I'm saying, like, come on, bro. Like,
I would have did a no call, no show.
Just what? Apparently, none of his teammates, like, reached out and said congrats. McNabb didn't say nothing. None of the Cowboys. Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This isn't the Nobel Peace Prize. This isn't some fucking, like, the best citizens award. Like, he's one of the best receivers, one of the best football players we've ever seen. That nigga is old his due. Like, I don't think he did anything wrong by, you know. I saw a fucking fat ass Jason Whitlock's dumbass talking about this is why people, he's validated everything the media said about him. He should have been in there. He should have been grateful of his chance and what he's done. Like, fuck you, bro. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He called his ass out on Twitter. He said, if you lose 100 pounds, and he said, if you lose 100 to 200 pounds, then I'll come check out I'll come to the celebration. Until then, holla at me when you do.
Wow. Jason Whitlock probably thinks slavery was a choice, too.
Wow. He definitely was drugged the fuck out. Yeah. Him and Kanye should do liposuction from Kanye. If there's anyone I wouldn't mind going to the Kardashian house, it would be Jason Whitlock.
He belongs there. He's trying to get him in the next season.
He's probably Steven of that house.
Wow.
That they just don't show. I'm ready for my close-up, guys. Come on.
Fuck.
Jason, go in the closet. Go to sleep.
Jason Whitlock's dumbass.
Nah, man. Give that nigga his credit. And again, I stick by my hot take. I think he's the third best receiver. I think Calvin Johnson is number one of all time. I think the Lions have had the best running back and best wide receiver of all time. That's
Calvin,
right.
Calvin, I can't say he the best of all
time. Yes, you can.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Whatever time you've seen a motherfucker get triple teamed and still catch the football. When have you ever seen a receiver get double teamed at the goal line by two different motherfuckers owned by like three different teams? When have you ever seen that?
I mean, but he was only a jump ball catching receiver.
My
greatest of all time receiver to me,
Randy Moss. Yep.
Randy. Mm-hmm. It's Randy. Come on, man.
I can't. If anybody was a jump ball specialist, it was that nigga. He never wanted to go across the middle. I play when I want to play.
Look at Calvin. He would still be playing if he didn't have to go across the middle that many times.
But that's what it, like, Terrell Owens went across the middle. That's what it takes to be great. Like, you got to put
Randy's great.
He is great, yes. But I don't think he's definitely not better than those guys. Like, if I had a choice, who do you want, Randy or Calvin on your team? I'm not even thinking twice.
In their prime?
Give me Calvin every time.
Give me Randy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Give me Randy.
No chance.
Give me
no
Randy.
No chance. Yes. I want Calvin Johnson every fucking time. Calvin's going to do all that dirty work. He's going to block down the field. He's going to catch over in the middle. Like, Calvin took a lick of punishment with the Lions, and he never complained about it. Like, nigga's finger was fucked up dangling and shit like these, looking crazy, and he was still out here putting in work.
I don't know. I would take Randy over Calvin any day.
Randy was a diva. Randy was a great player. But he didn't do all the shit that was necessary to be great. That's why he was able to go to the Raiders and get traded there or get shipped out of New England after having a career year. Or where else did he go? He went to
San Fran,
the Titans, Minnesota. Like, he bounced around after that.
But then he was another player that was blackballed. He wasn't to the extreme of Terrell Owens, but I feel like it was another side of the league who didn't like Randy's, like,
of course,
like his wild. So I remember his what was his famous comment after he got a fine for that
moment? Straight cash, homie.
Yeah.
How you gonna pay it, Randy? Straight cash, homie.
So like they didn't like Randy for that. Like Randy, I think Randy was a great receiver, man. I don't know. Calvin's good. Don't get me wrong, but in my eyes, I think Randy was better. Like.
I can't.
Cooking. I can't. Every year, you see Randy streaking up the field.
He was a wild boy. I mean, this is when I first started liking football. Like, he was amazing. But you see a fucking a deer running down a six, what, six? What was Calvin? 6'5", 240? The first shit where I fell in love with Calvin, he was at Georgia Tech, and that motherfucker ran across the middle, and his trash-ass quarterback threw it behind him like this. It was Reggie Ball, and he snatched that shit with one hand over the middle with the first down with ease. Man, Calvin was a fucking machine, bro. Like I said, he was able to make every catch in the book. He could run every route in the book. And he was uncoverable, bro.
He was on some bitch shit sometimes, but
wow.
Hey.
Wow.
That's just my take on
that. No, you can't just sit on that without explanation, please. Please bring it to the table.
I just think it was a few times where it was a little miscommunication and Calvin was, I don't know, man. Sometimes if Stafford shittiness was due to Calvin Johnson.
Did Calvin fuck your bitches up?
Never.
What'd you? What is this I'm seeing? Johnson, what are you mad at Calvin for?
Calvin Johnson does not have that much juice. I'm sorry.
Wow. He only got a $140 million contract and shit.
I don't give a fuck, man. Outlier I could only shit. Have $2 in my pocket. Calvin ain't fucking. Come on now.
Jesus Christ.
It's me and it's Calvin Johnson.
That Megatron be great, my nigga. One time for Calvin. One time for Terrell Owens. One time for Alternative Blacks. Again, thank you all for being here.
One
episode
time for
9.
Randy Moss, you bitch ass nigga. Don't forget about Randy Moss.
Okay. You can have him.
You hear how slick this nigga be?
I don't have no hate for Randy. I like Randy Moss, but no. He's definitely not up there. You got to be real with motherfuckers sometimes. You don't want to hear it, but that's why I'm here for, Troy. When you need somebody to be real with you, when you need somebody to tell you like it is, that's why I step in.
Bitch, what do you tell me? What do you possibly tell me?
Well, I can't say it on this mic, but I mean, you know, I've definitely had my moments. But see, real niggas, that's real friendship. You don't see friendships like that anymore. Like, I was listening to How 107.5.
I don't even like you.
There's okay. The honesty. But see, I don't give a fuck, so we just gonna keep rolling with it and shit. I don't need to be your friend. Fuck you, too. So, I was listening to 107.5, and they were talking about the lengths of what it means to be a real friend. And it was a dude who called in, and he was talking about how he wanted to be real with his homeboy and talk about his girl was a little out here.
Yeah.
But she was out here thotting in the city and, like, you know, sneaking around and, like, texting niggas and shit. Or not even that. Just, like, she was just on some wild shit.
She
just out here.
Rep, yeah.
That's a hard conversation to have. Yeah. But a real nigga conversation you need to have.
Yeah. Like, how do you sit there? And I feel like it applies for ladies and men. Like, it's not even one-sided. How do the ladies tell their girl, like, yo, dudes, ain't no tying him down. Or not tying him down. Ain't no, like, He's out here. And how do you tell a like guy like, yo, your chick, like, we done ran on your, she got high mileage. Like, how do you say that?
I think women take that as more of a challenge. If they have an ain't shit nigga that just makes them laugh and they, you know, right. They're just real comfortable with, they take that as a challenge. Because again, women get in situations with men who they think they can fix and repair and make right for them. If a man hears, it's like, yo, man, your girl's, you know, you might want to check that shit. He might not split with her. He'll keep it in mind and stay aware and survey the situation while he continues to pipe. But women, they go make that shit work. Just so they can say, see, I told you.
Bro, if I know, like, yo, I know she's, like, out here like that, I'm going to just look at him like, yo, you sure? And then after I see you just, like, strong arming, I say, look, I know she's been busting it wild. Like, I know she's been busting it wild. This is what she's been busting it wild. And I'm going to just let you know so you can get off of it. Like, yo, because know your worth at the end of the day. That applies to both men and women. Mm-hmm. But I think, I'm like, it's different, like, yeah, I feel like in this situation, yeah, you have to know that she's busting the wide. Like,
you know somebody who needs to have that conversation with? Pete Davidson.
And Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Yeah, he's engaged.
Bruh, so. I thought she was still with Mac Miller. I didn't even know they was together. I had no idea that
from
shit.
From Big Sean to Mac Miller to Mac Miller to Pete. And it's like, yo, like, y'all just like halfway in a relationship and then just break up. But like, all right, well, I'm engaged now. Like, what?
That was like the shit that Shaw went through with Naya Rivera and shit. So like, when Pete they Davis- broke up. Same shit. Well, yeah, same shit. Same like shit. He hopped into shit with the girl. If you like, you say if you break up with somebody, you start kicking with somebody else. Cool. You start smashing somebody else. Cool. If you jump out the window and get engaged or married,
y'all been fucking the whole time.
You've been fucking the whole time. And then you can't say nothing.
What
else.
You doing with yourself? Like, about to get engaged to Ariana Grande? Like, no. Nah, like, I think what he sees is dollar signs.
He definitely sees stability with that. I mean, shit, she locked up. She a superstar. She a pop superstar.
His popularity with her. Yeah. It's a win-win for Pete.
It is. But somebody got to tell him. So I hope somebody is. But, I mean, I guess when that's his end-all, because, again, we don't know how much he loves her or cares about her. Again, I didn't even know them niggas was together. Yeah, I was never wild. Seen them together that in a picture. Wild. So how do you have that conversation with him? It's like,
you want to be engaged to her, man. You know, like, Big Sean, Mac Miller, like. Couple of the homies I know that hit, like, you sure you like you? This is who you gonna take home to moms?
And you can have that conversation with her after the Big Sean Mac Miller thing, because Big Sean and Mac Miller were boys, and she's hopping from homie to homie. Yeah. Homie hopping is always a problem.
Did you hear Mac Miller new track? Yeah, he apparently released his EP after that, and this nigga
talking about her.
I feel like he just subliminals. Like,
yeah, of course.
He just says I don't want fake people around, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you hear what she's saying to the tabloids, the press.
Oh, God, what?
Oh, I told him about his drug use. I hope he gets it. And I'm like, come on. Everybody in Hollywood do drugs.
Right,
like,
that's not breaking news.
Like, just because your drugs are more commercial, cocaine, and he's doing, like, lean and prescription drugs, like, it don't, like, hey, wrong is wrong. A spade is a fucking spade.
Exactly. And what you doing ain't no motherfucking more productive.
Hmm.
I don't know. And then on top of that, I can't fuck with bitch like Ariana. She's like, she's 14,
yeah,
bro. I'm sorry.
She's too young. I can't. She's like frail as hell.
Yeah. Like, she built like a preteen and shit like that. Yeah. And then her music at the same time is just like she's trying to get more sexual with it and shit now. And it's like,
it's a little too late.
And nah, I can't rock with that shit.
Nah, she's going to be, who is it that she's going to be one of those chicks I feel like. Always in and out of relationships in Hollywood.
Those are the worst. And that's Hollywood to a T.
Yeah.
Fuck, we didn't see Amber Rose. Especially with rappers. Rappers toss around the same five girls. Amber Rose, Blac Chyna, one of the Jenners. Who I'm forgetting? Two more probably.
And
I think
it's like they just all caught up in the like their type of lifestyle. I want to get a chick that understands that I got to go be at the club till 6. Like they want a chick that's in that type of light already. Because I'm like, yo, these people that y'all like are like recycling or keep dating, they like look like your average human. Like you can go to the grocery store. You can go to and do yoga or something. You can find a chick. You can find a nice looking chick that don't have to be in an industry. That
exactly.
Don't have to have a reputation already.
But then again, can you? Like, can Beyonce date the guy from Kroger? Can Ariana Grande date a UPS driver?
Why not?
I don't think that's going to
work. They wouldn't work no more,
no.
Obviously.
No.
But if I'm talking about from a male point of view.
Shit. I'm playing my role. What you need me to do? I'll play the role.
Let's just say, like, if you were Drake and you were looking for, like, some chick that you wanted to date and wasn't in the industry. I'm just saying, like, you got all these different, like, avenues to meet decent people from that you don't have to recycle this whole pot of fucking like people where you have to sing a song can't go 50-50 with no hope. Like,
but then again, you can't come home and have that conversation with Jared from UPS every night about why you took that picture kissing the radio guy's cheek in an Instagram
but
photo.
But from a guy's perspective, I think it's a lot easier for guys to date a chick who's not in that industry. I feel like, and the guys just don't give a fuck. They just like, fuck it, let me just chase after Amber Rose. She's the hottest thing right now. So
yeah, niggas like that status though too, because even while Amber Rose been around, she still got the status of being one of the baddest chicks around the hip-hop circuit and shit.
But why, when you can find a chick just as bad as her, but not with that fucking, like, nothing attached to her name.
Nigga, you're not gonna fuck a girl as bad as Amber Rose or Blac Chyna in Hallmark.
How come you can't?
Where they at, though? You point that shit out.
They ain't gonna be in fucking Hallmark, obviously.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're gonna be a basic-ass chick, I'm not talking, it can't be, no, I don't want no local IG model and shit that be hosting clubs and shit. No, right. I want basic as fuck. That's what I'm talking. I want a girl who will wake up at fucking, who will walk out into the morning, not in the morning.
And I feel like celebrities can do that, but due to their schedule and their lifestyle, it's hard for them to get out and go see that.
Exactly. I mean, I was in radio for a minute, and it was hard coming home having those conversations with girls who didn't understand the industry,
right.
Who didn't understand the limelight or being,
of course,
not limelight, but like being look in those atmospheres.
Oh shit! Look at this guy.
In those atmospheres,
this guy just get home off Fetty Wap and just think he's a celebrity.
Fuck Fetty Wap. Fuck Fetty. I got a whole list
Eric,
of celebrities.
Won't you come my way?
I got a long list of celebrities that I say fuck to. Him, Danny Brown. Shit, where we gonna start?
Yo, what's up with Danny Brown? Fuck Bruiser him. Brigade. I fuck with Danny Brown. I fucks with Danny.
He gonna pop back on my IG in a minute. Danny Brown's
you know
a hoe.
He is.
Danny Brown's
Yo,
a hoe.
Hey, Danny, I fuck with you, Danny.
Fuck you. And for those who don't know the story, I'll cue y'all niggas in real quick. Alternative Blacks. I am Eric Vincent, and I don't fuck with Danny Brown simply because I'm up on Twitter, right? Like, I'm talking to my homeboy. This is some years back, bro. This is some years back. Let me get the context. I'll get the date in a second as I tell the story. But Danny Brown, I'm sitting there tweeting about Detroit rap with my homeboy. And I'm pretty much saying, you know, all Detroit rap to me doesn't sound as impressive as it should. You know, it sounds too repetitive. Like, this is before T-Grizzly. This is right as Sean and Dej Loaf were kind of sinking and shit. Like, again, I'm saying a lot of it kind of sounds the same. I'm not really fucking with it. My homeboy hits me up. He's like, yo, what about Danny Brown? And I say, Danny's cool. I support his wave, but it's just not for me. This is back in 2013. And quote unquote, this might be the artwork for the episode. He says, shut the fuck up and talk sports. You know shit about music. This is back in 2013. I tweet his ass back. Say, mind your fucking business. No, sorry. I did tweet him back. He blocked me at that point. I'm still currently blocked by Danny Brown. Fuck that nigga. But it continues. I started my new job. I'm rolling on Twitter and shit. And let's see. This is a year later, 2014. And I posted a tweet on Instagram talking about my hip-hop beef. Because, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here in these circuits. No motherfuckers want to test me and be on my timeline and shit pissing me off. That's fine. Get in your feelings if you want, bitch-ass niggas.
Eric69, go ahead.
This motherfucker hits me up. And he hits me up on my IG on the picture from 2 years ago. Or from the year before that. And he says, 2 years later, and guess who's laughing his all the way to the bank? I always get the last laugh in the end. If you really popping, why do you feel the need to hit up a nigga on IG to confirm that? Come on, bro. Niggas can't get a tweet back from their favorite artist to say they life. But for the one nigga that they think is trolling, they feel the need to respond as many times as possible.
Nigga, don't be cloud chasing with Danny Brown. That's all I gotta say.
Fuck Danny Brown. I ain't got no reason to cloud chase with that nigga. I was just being real. Just having my opinion. But as we've seen, rappers are some of the most sensitive niggas in the fucking world.
I mean, it's all about the brand. It's all about the brand at the end of the day. And they
So what's Fetty Wap's brand, dude? Besides being a bitch.
Remy Boys, yeah.
I got Trap one Queen, eye, yeah.
So when Trap Queen dropped, you weren't fucking with it?
Before? I was. That's why that shit hurts even more. I was a fan of that nigga. I gave that nigga love. Shit. My Way was hard. 679 was hard. All that shit was hard. What was the other one? Mine Again was hard. Nigga had hits. And then he wanted to be a bitch. Fuck Fetty Wap. Fuck his rap snacks.
This sound, you know,
fuck
this,
his glaucoma. I don't give a fuck.
You know what this sound like? Like, I just been waiting, like, all season. Just Staples Center. Hey, Kobe, can you sign my jersey? Hey, Kobe, sign my jersey. In that instant, I finally see Kobe. I get his attention. And he says, no, not today. That's what Eric is going through right now.
That is not
at
all what I went through. That's some bullshit. That is not true. This motherfucker Fetty Wap, I had a job for JOB. I was conducting.
This is my favorite story.
I was conducting.
Besides the dog one. This is my favorite story next to the dog one.
We'll do that another
yeah,
day.
It's a whole other one.
We had a meet and greet with Fetty Wap and shit. And I was conducting this shit. And this motherfucker said he was going to do it. He confirmed everything was supposed to be in order. I'm the one in charge of all this shit. Right. In Radio Being Young, this is a big motherfucking point of my life.
You're right.
So he shows up late to the concert, does only two songs.
Like, yeah, what was it? Trap Queen in My Way?
Yes.
Okay.
And he dipped.
You danced to him, though, right?
I was trying to get everybody together. I was getting all my listeners together at the time. I was mad. I'm like, so I'm hitting up his manager.
So you was already mad because you couldn't enjoy the songs that he performed.
No.
So
no.
You had to get everybody together. Fuck that. All right, I understand.
He was supposed to do his meet and greet before his set started. He didn't do it. I call his manager. I'm like, yo, y'all said y'all was finna do this shit. Can we do it after he leaves so we can make sure everything is everything? I got my listeners right here. I'm just trying to make sure I get my job right. I don't want to make it looking like I'm looking bad. Sure, no problem. We got you. He finishes his set. We outside chilling and shit. And a tour bus pulls around.
No way.
It's
was
his.
Was it a big ass tour bus? Did it have his picture on it?
No, it was like all gray or like all silver and shit.
Okay.
So it pulls around right in front of where he was. And, you know, he got fake dreads and no shirt and mad skinny and shit. You know Fetty Wap when you see what and shit. So he's about to walk off on the bus and shit. I'm like, nah, this not about to happen. I'm not letting this shit fly. I walk up to that nigga myself. You know DTE where they got the sign with Lisa the Trail in the back and shit? So I walk over there to him with my listeners and shit. Like, come on, y'all. We going to make this shit happen.
So you got you
I rallied the
rally
troops.
The troops.
Goddamn right. Walked over there with my chest out and shit. Ready to go. Hey, man, look. Y'all said y'all was going to do this meet and greet. I got my listeners right over here, man. Look, can we just snap these quick 10 photos,
and
nigga?
That's who did you say that to?
Fetty Wap. Okay. I'm talking directly to Fetty. He's outside smoking with his with some girl who looked like she had one eye.
Was he smoking?
And fake dreads. Who? Yes.
Smoking weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Snitching. Give a fuck. So he was there with his security guard, too. And he was there with like 3-4 girls and shit that looked like him. So I asked him, I'm like, yo, bro,
AKA
like,
Eric probably knew or probably thought that they were bad bitches, but continue.
Fuck you, dog. Hell
apparently
dog.
They all had one
Hell
eye, but okay.
They all shared the same weave. They was trading that shit at the end of his set. So he said, I'm talking, I'm like, yo, bro, you said y'all was gonna do this shit. That's my listeners right over there. If you snap these quick 10 photos, you niggas will be out of here, please. He looks at me, looks at his security guard. Looks at the hoes, looks back at me, looks at his security.
What did he say?
And says, fuck that nigga. And they walk the fuck off. I'm like, if you're going to be a bitch, then that's fine. All right. Like, again, like, what do you say in a moment like that? It's like, all right, bro. I don't want your shit. No way. Like, come on, man. Like, I can't look like a winner in that situation.
What did you say?
I said that. That's exactly what I said. Like, y'all going like a bitch, then fine. Then the security said, nah, we ain't got no time for that, man. Y'all got to keep moving along. But y'all said y'all was going to do it, but fine. Y'all go back out on it, go against your word, that's on you, man. That's some bitch shit. Straight up. And he walked the fuck off. Yeah, one eye, baby. Little hoe ass, man. Fuck Fetty Wap forever. And again, I was a fan at one point in time.
Scorned.
As hell. Come on, man. I got to go back and tell my boss. They've been talking about, so where the pictures at? Well, you will never believe what just happened. I went above and beyond for that shit, and that whole ass one-eyed man.
Wait, hey, Fetty, so did you hold that ugly black dude from the radio station? Yeah, baby.
I can't stand you. You or him. So that's my two celebrity beefs. Still probably going to this day, because, yeah, I'm still upset. I don't fuck with them niggas. Again, more Fetty more than Danny Brown. Because I don't give a fuck about Danny. I'm not listening to that shit. But
I fucks with Danny Brown.
Then again, we're not listening to no Fetty Wap either. Because what the fuck songs he put out?
Well, actually, no, I don't know. I don't know any.
Oh, he did with Tekashi, your boy.
Who?
Yeah. Blicky with the stiffy out.
Blicky with the stiffy out.
Fuck that,
the
Cloud
Chaser. No, fuck that. Yeah, rap beef. I feel like you got bad luck with meeting celebrities. So just don't even introduce yourself.
Again, the only other celebrity it's two other celebrities I wanted to meet. It was Cudi and Donald Glover.
Oh, you want to meet Kid Cudi?
I did want to meet Kid Cudi.
So he can cry to you.
Why would he be lying to me?
It's a pleasure to meet you right now, Eric. That's how all this nigga music sounds.
You're terrible. Drake, listen, you as a fan of a sad rapper, you should be able to understand a Kid Cudi artist more than anybody.
I honestly think Drake would be an asshole if I wanted to meet him. I wouldn't even want to meet Drake, though. Remember who I told you? I didn't tell you. Who I really would want to meet? Who I think just got, like, natural, just good energy. And it's probably, like, you'll never probably guess.
Hmm.
You want to take three guesses.
A celebrity you want to meet?
It's a rapper. I'll slim it up for you that way.
Give me another.
It's off the wall. It's just three rappers that I would want to meet. Well, one rapper that I would want to meet. T-Grizzly. No. Let me rephrase it. One rapper that I would want to meet. You get three guesses, and it's off the wall. It's not that apparent. Like, it's not.
Who the fuck would you want to meet? I feel like T-Grizzly, Drake, or who the fuck else do you like? Dolph. Those would be my three guesses of who you want to meet.
I would want to hang out and meet Designer.
What?
I don't know. I just think.
What the fuck?
I think.
Hell yeah, that's off the wall. Why Designer? I think it'd be just
good energy. Should it be just popping the whole time? I feel like dude naturally in good spirits. Wouldn't be no like issue. It'd be natural. I can ask anything I want versus like, well, to meet Drake, I probably have to like get interviewed by like 10 niggas before I actually meet the nigga. Get like, it'd be so much. Think about somebody you want to meet and be able to hang out with. So I'd be like, all right, cool. I meet Drake. I hang out with Drake. We blowing hookah all day. Like, all right, nigga, like, where do we eat? You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas again, like, get tired of it. I feel like
Designer got the same energy as Donnie Thornberry.
But Designer don't.
Do you really want to hang out with that?
But do you think Designer has a persona that he really has to live by as a facade? All the rappers,
I feel like a lot of rappers do.
I don't feel like he does. I feel like him and Waka Flocka don't, because he took so much criticism from sounding like Future that he has to just do him, and he was always trying to do him from the jump. So people like that who can naturally be them and be themselves no matter what.
Yeah, but why would you want to hang out with that? Okay, if you could describe your perfect hangout with Designer, what would it be? Where the fuck would you with Designer go?
Shit, we probably kill a club. You wouldn't go to the club with Designer and have a good time? You would.
I don't know, man. I feel like he would be, if we went to Legends, he would be on the strip club, on the strip bar, doing flips and shit, crawling on the ceiling and shit, wild out place. Hey, y'all didn't see Designer where he at?
Well, no.
Oh, shit, he on the ceiling with Emerald.
Well, not at Legends. If you just wanted to go to the nightclub, hang out with the fellas, Designer would be cool to go.
He can pay for the bottles. He got enough money for that.
Fucking bird go. Get the what fuck the out of here.
I'm not paying for shit. I'll be that nigga. I don't care.
I just think that it would be like too facade-y. I gotta hang around with all these other like rappers and shit. Like, I don't know. I think Designer would be a dope person to fucking hang out with.
I couldn't see myself hanging out with him. If I could hang out with a rapper,
It'd be Kendrick Lamar.
2 Chainz.
It'd be 2 Chainz.
After his most expensive shit TV show, definitely would be 2 Chainz. But this nigga just runs around and eats mad expensive food. It just goes through the most expensive shit he can find in the world. Hell yeah, it'd be 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz would be lit to hang out with. I mean,
and he can hoop. Hell yeah.
Let me add 2 more in, and I would say Designer's one of them.
Designer.
Yeah, Designer would be one of them. I think it'd be lit. Who else?
Future.
I can't say Future, cause I'd probably fucking be passed out all the time.
Exactly.
Like, nigga, how many drugs you just give us? I think Schoolboy Q.
Mm.
Schoolboy Q and Ice Cube.
Okay. Well, which Ice Cube we talking about? Like, are we there yet, Ice Cube, or no Vaseline Ice Cube?
Fuck
or like,
no, I'm talking Boys in the Hood Ice Cube.
Okay. You low. Let me out.
I think the nuke was driving us.
Yep.
That shit was for a long ass Canada drive.
That fucking trash. That'll be fun. We'll see though. I don't know. Maybe we'll blow up in that one day. Maybe we'll build up to the BET Awards. Maybe, you know, we'll be that popping. Maybe we'll have our own everyday struggle moment. We can run into Migos. Like, I left all bad and bougie. Maybe we'll have that one day.
Niggas ain't gonna do us like that, because we not fucking goofies though.
Well,
like,
first of all, as you see my luck, out of nowhere, I get played by motherfucking rappers and shit. So well, if we get some shit like that.
Well, that's why you got me along, so you don't look so fucking stupid.
They probably, again, you look like a suspect, so niggas probably wouldn't fuck with you either. It's all good though, man.
Fuck out of here. They're gonna be like,
you hang out with Macklemore.
Eric
shit,
Academics
dude.
Looking ass over
fuck
here.
Fuck you.
Fetty Wap, you said you're gonna sign these autographs? Huh? You said you're gonna sign these autographs.
Hell no. Nah. You go ahead and find it. You hang out with some whack ass niggas. It'd be good. You can hang out with the XXL list.
Who?
Exactly. No, we old, man. Here, let's go through this list one time, actually. The XXL freshman list of 2018. It was one of my favorite times of hip hop. Because I was hella plugged into that shit. I was like, oh, who's gonna make it? Who's gonna be on that shit?
That shit rigged.
Man, let's see who's on this list. We have here. Everybody you know, you can take a drink to. Ski Mask the Slump God. Lil Pump.
Let's get it.
Smoke Perp.
Ooh.
JID.
Don't know him.
Stephon Dime.
Don't know him.
Block Boy. Still don't like that nigga.
Wow. Still not fucking with him. Wow. Block Boy be going. You tripping.
Nah. I mean, Shoot's a hot record, but I don't see him being around a year from now.
Yeah, I think so. If Fetty can stay, he can stay.
Shit, he didn't stay. YBN Lemir.
I fucks with YBN Lemir.
I don't know who that is. What is this? Wi-Fi's funeral?
What the fuck is that? I don't know
who the fuck that is. Trippie Redd, who apparently finna go to jail for pistol whipping a girl or some shit like that. This nigga's wild.
And he made the cover.
10th pod goes to Lil Skies, whoever the fuck that is.
I fucks with Lil Skies.
I don't know who that is. I'm impressed. You know way the fuck more than I do. I know Pump. That's it.
It's like all these new artists, they're not like, I wouldn't say all of them, but most of them, majority of them are not A to Z listen to as far as in like tracks. When they drop a track, you can't listen to the whole fucking album. They got great individual records.
Yes.
That are fun to listen to.
Yep.
Nothing that you can take home and apply to your life. Only time you can play that shit is if you're in a fucking type mood and you're ready to get turned up and you're ready to have fun. That's it.
And exactly, you said it perfectly too. Them niggas are, they'll be good for a feature. They'll do a verse. They'll say the hook more than they have original verses. Like Gucci Gang. Gucci Gang, he says the hook 3 times and he has one fucking verse. That's it. Yeah. Like the majority of these niggas on this list are the exact same way. The majority of the niggas in hip hop, like even the Migos, like that's another reason. Like I don't think they'll have like huge. Well. I don't know. I feel like, yeah. So, anyway, my point is, I think all them niggas stick to the most simplistic formula.
Yeah.
With just one verse and the most catchy shit they can find. And that's the only reason I think these niggas is on now. Yeah. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's selling, but it's going to take somebody new to break that trend. I think it's going to, not even new, like Pusha T's album, for instance. You got back to rap roots, but it's not
Santeria.
It's no new artist, though. You know what I'm saying? That's coming up. I saying, yo, did all that dumb wasn't, shit y'all on.
Wasn't T-Grizzly that? How the fuck did y'all leave him off that list?
Hey, and 2 Chainz already admitted it. Like, yo, and yep. The Breakfast Club said it this morning. T-Grizzly should have been on last year's list. Like,
yeah.
With a record like Frizzy. So, like, I think the XXL freshman list has definitely lost its credibility. Like, we can't base, like, your success off of that no more. I think the last real cover they put out that was really real was with Sean and all of them. But
Sean,
I think that was the best one. Was it Nip on there?
J. Wiz, Cole, Wiz.
Drake. Did Drake make that cover?
No. I think he was.
The year.
I don't think Drake was ever on that cover.
No, I don't think he
did. He refused it, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. While he was supposed to be on the cover with Wale, with Cut. I think Cudi was on that shit too. That was 07 before Sean and got
it's
out.
It's weird
I think.
How they time up their freshmen too. Like, it's it weird. Is. I don't. Yes. Like, XXL. I feel like another magazine should come out. Maybe it'd be us. Let's drop our own magazine, our own freshman list.
Let's do it.
It don't even got to be a top 10. Nope. All y'all niggas get recognition.
Nope.
All y'all get recognition.
We can do that.
We'll start it. Why not?
I'm with that.
Let's start it.
I'm all the way with that.
This year's freshman review. And we'll just get everybody who came out, who made some noise in the rap game, because XXL trying to make y'all feel like y'all ain't shit.
The Sean year was, yeah, they had Cole, Freddie Gibbs, Wiz, OJ the Juice Man, hey. Nipsey Hussle, Sean, and then let's see, J Rock from TDE, Pill, who was on MMG for like a hot minute, then he fell off. For Sean Donis, and I think a couple other people I'm forgetting. But yeah, that was a star studded list right there of names that we knew was finna be here for a while.
Yeah, I like that list a lot. It's just whack now. And for the rap game to change, I just want a nigga who can really rap over some trap beats. T-Grizzly, don't get me wrong, he's a gangster rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a good ass gangster rapper, very lyrical, and he can paint the story well. I'm talking about like just straight up like rap, like a J. Cole of this genre. Not even J. Cole, but like a Jay-Z of this genre. You feel me? Like, somebody could put together a story and just be more witty and like lyrical with it. Like, I guess T-Grizzly is the closest we got, to be honest. Like, as of a new artist that's really rapping for real, so.
Yep, he's only a couple years in. Like I was going to say, you can, of a Jay-Z type of caliber, that would be the Drakes and the Kendricks and the Coles. But, like, they're, what, 30 and under.
Yeah, I was all, like, new talking
yeah,
about, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think we're going to have that for.
This new lean genre. Like,
yeah.
It ain't one rapper that don't mention nothing about no act.
Like, yep. All the lyrical niggas is 30 and up. That's why the only lyric I didn't like from Drake, the "you older than a nigga, you running behind." Like, okay, but Push is still one of the hardest niggas out. Like, yeah. I don't care that he's 40 years old.
Yeah. And that's Push's best album. That Daytona
absolutely
album.
One time it's for Push's Daytona
album. I think it was good. I keep hearing it on the like the little when I'm just playing like a random like mix. It's a few tracks come on. I'm all right. It's fucking.
If you know, you know.
It's great. Yeah, that shit's great. I think J. Cole album was still. I think it's still to me.
Still your favorite.
It's still my favorite because it had a nice little message behind it, but
that's fair. He stepped out of his lane and shit. I mean, he got some good hits. I love ATM. You know, KOD is still hard. Like, he got some hits and some shit that's moving. Like, I'm sure he got a nice bag off the NBA Finals and the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
To offer those two records alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's huge and shit. So, Kendrick had that same type of run with DNA and,
yeah, well, that was a year before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Same exact shit. So, you know, they got their bag with that. Those are our elite guys now. And these new niggas now, again, I don't know what kind of longevity they're going to have because they don't even put longevity in a song,
yeah,
let alone
not,
their career.
It's not going to happen. It's going to take – it's going to be either, like, Dave East. I fuck with Dave East. It's either going to be, like, from Dave East to finally get that, like, major, like, industry push either through Dave East, like, spitting or somebody new. But I feel like Dave East is, like, the last one who could, like, at least – bring lyrical back into hip hop, but you know, it's all about the wave, and you know, we'll see. Like, I feel like they both can coexist pretty
much. They
can,
it all depends. I think because again, I don't think rappers don't need Double XL. A lot of the shit that people pump up, like Double XL, the Grammys, like a lot of that shit they pump up to like solidify credibility in hip hop. Some of the shit you don't need, but some of the shit I still care about, like. I don't think niggas need Grammys to establish themselves as greats,
no.
But it certainly helps. I like watching it. I fuck with the Grammys. But
it's, I don't know, Grammys bittersweet. Like you
they need a new, that's something else we need to break in. We need to get on those the panel for the voting for the Grammys. Because when y'all niggas, if y'all niggas put another Macklemore album, you know who's going to win a Grammy this year? Or next year?
Who?
Post Malone.
Alternative Blacks.
No. We sticking on this shit.
Alternative Blacks,
we
ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not saying I want to see it happen, but it's gonna happen. Who been hot in the Post Malone this year?
And I agree. I got a feeling he's gonna be nominated in the best male rap album, and he could possibly win it. And I agree with you. Just because we see where the Grammys come from, I don't know if it's racially driven. I don't know where it's coming from.
Most mainstream shit they can find.
It's
and what's more mainstream right now than Post Malone? What? He's literally Macklemore.
And
himself.
I don't like Post Malone.
Me, yeah, no. We, neither of us are fans. Let's be clear.
But you hear a song and you just be like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this? You never heard it before.
It's dirty ass Post Malone.
And you can smell the Budweiser and Marlboro Reds, and you're like, oh, fuck, I've been bobbing to this Post Malone. Fuck it. What it is, people be great. They know how to make it, like, they know the cadence for each song. I think what he does, his cadence is always on point for each song, and he knows how to sing a little bit, so he can just insert it like hook. Let it be melodic, and then everybody gonna fuck with it. But his bars are just trash.
That's all it takes. If you can get a catchy cadence and shit, and at the same time, if you look at his biggest hits, he did White Iverson by himself. But then what did he do after that? Congratulations with Quavo, a hot guy at the time. Then he did Rockstar, 21 Savage, another guy, hot guy at the time. Then Psycho with Ty Dolla $ign, who's always a successful plug for a hip hop track. Like he, and then for him to disrespect hip hop and say, oh, if you want some real shit, don't listen to hip hop. Like that's that bullshit that makes the conversation of like cultural appropriation valid. Like I always hated that conversation, but looking at him and looking at the history of music with niggas like Kid Rock, who started off with doing rap. And then he went on to be a cowboy.
Fuck Kid Rock.
Fuck Kid Rock for life. But it's a lot of niggas like that. It's a lot of white artists who try to hop on. Like Katy Perry did the same shit. Like when she's cold, she latches on for a quick rapper for her new shit.
I think Post Malone is gonna like really be exposed at it this next album. I think this album it was like, all right, cool. We see you trying to tap into different sounds, but like, nah. I think the next album, if he gives us a like whole ass country album, that's when we go, all right, the jig is up.
White people love this nigga though. He is their savior.
You don't
dog.
Like Post? Did you see his new tattoo?
Oh my god, Posty. No.
See his new tattoos?
You got a, what is it?
So you see the cheekbones up under your eyelids, right?
Yeah.
One side said always, the other side says tired.
The fuck? Why? That's
more
bro.
Absurd than the ice cream tattoo.
Yes, 100%.
And did Gucci get that removed, by the way, didn't he?
I don't know. It probably like, Gucci been grown the fuck
that.
Up. Shit.
I haven't seen the ice cream on his face in a minute. We ain't heard nothing about that Sunday in melt in a minute.
You might be right about that shit. But nah, fucking, he's, I don't know. Post is so trash. He's another one of the poster children for a lot of shit that's wrong with hip-hop now. I mean, you can't be letting niggas like him take over the wave when you've had motherfuckers like... Again, I don't think, like, white rappers are, like, taking nothing over and shit like that, but I hate seeing people like him celebrated when he's just going to hop out of hip-hop next year.
Like, bro, you're not Eminem. Like, it hasn't been another...
No, exactly.
The only thing that has been close to Eminem is Mac Miller, who's been consistent with rapping in the same genre.
Yes.
But, like, that's why we need to classify genres. Like, as far as in, like, the lean, like, they want to call it mumble rap, they need to call it lit rap. Like, give it that name or something, or trap rap. Like, everything ain't got to be trap rap. We'll just be like, cool. Trap rap. Fuck
so
it.
So you don't have to worry about the lyrical miracle, all that kind of shit. You
and
know you, exactly what you're going to get when you push
and you
play.
You can have pop rap. Fuck it. That's what Post Malone is.
100%. Alternative rap.
Exactly.
Whatever
rap.
The fuck
it is. Throw Post Malone in there. You throw your fewer artists in there that perform shit like that, and then you have your rap where you got T-Grizz, Lil Durk, Jeezy, like the real shit. I feel like they need to just add more genres to it so we know and people don't get the fucking like get to sitting here and bashing Post Malone because this nigga don't, he sold out to one audience and then he really wants to appeal to this audience.
It kills me because as long as it's pretty much like what we do for like a bunch of shit we don't watch, like if you watch boxing and it's two boxers you don't know. One's black, one's like Italian or white or whatever. Who you gonna root for?
The black guy.
Of course. So white people look at Posty as their savior. Oh my god, we got one, guys.
No.
He's here.
No.
He's reincarnated Eminem because they know M's
like
on
a,
his last
he's
leg.
He's like a ghetto version of the Chainsmokers. The Chainsmokers are the fucking hood ass trailer park.
Who do you think's dirtier, him or Machine Gun Kelly?
Post Malone.
100%. Them niggas, you see them. Like I said, if they were to ever bring back Jackass and put them niggas together, oh my god.
At least Machine
the world will be set on fire by the end of the day.
At least Machine rapped more than Post.
That's true. And yeah. I never really cared for MGK, but at least, he put his lyrical content.
I think his timing
on.
Was off. Wasn't it Yellow Wolf that was coming out too? I think
it
was like.
Oh my
and
god.
Yellow Wolf was snapping.
He was.
And then he. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I feel like MGK had a lot. Macklemore, Mac Miller, Yellow Wolf. Like you had a lot of white rappers coming out during that time. So,
yeah. So I give Eminem that credit. He stood consistent. Yeah. He was never like. I would never say he tried to pander to a crowd. Like he always just gave you his authentic self.
And then
shit.
His goofy songs, like Purple Pills and all of that. Like that nigga still kept some
ass like that.
Yeah, like some crazy lyrics. Mm-hmm. Like, that again, he's definitely gonna be the GOAT, like a lyrical GOAT, no matter what, like hands down.
He's in that conversation. He's earned it. Niggas can't take that away from him, and 100% salute him for that.
Yeah,
you can't take that shit away.
No, Eminem was a GOAT. I want to see him go at somebody before he's over. I just want to see him ruin somebody's career, like another rapper. But I don't think he will. But I think he was supposed to be our savior. Tarnish Trump's brand.
I was literally just about to say that. He did try to go at a rapper. Donald Trump.
He hasn't, like, the BT freestyle was alright. It was cool, but, like, I was expecting the album to be, like, the old Eminem show, how he used to go at, like, Bush and the whole Chaney's and everybody. I was expecting him to do that, but I think he wanted to paint a picture for us with this album.
Yeah, that album was weird. Even the BET cipher was weird because there was no cadence to it. It was no flow. The message was great. Love fuck Trump. Anybody who says fuck Trump, you good money with me. But the rap itself and the content was ass.
You know, he's so sober that all this natural adrenaline and intensity is finally hitting the booth with him.
Yes.
So it's like he's not putting that much time in like the cadence and the lyrics. He's just like, I'm just going to tell him whatever the fuck I feel like saying. Like, yeah, it sounds cool, Elm, if you're 15, but no, nigga. Like, spit that crazy shit, nigga. Everybody from the 313.
Go home and watch 8 Mile.
Fuck the free world.
Watch Kim Basinger get smacked out in the opening.
In the beginning, I'm like, damn,
Jesus.
Man.
Yeah, the fucking trailer. Jesus Christ. All right, man. It's time to roll. They're going to shut the lights off on us in here.
It's been real.
Alternative Blacks, episode 9. Follow us all over the social media, gang. Alt_Blacks.
That's Alt_Blacks.
I know y'all niggas can't spell alternative, but, I mean, if you figure it out, if you Google us, find us online, fuck with the brand. And always remember, don't be a bitch.
Be elite.
We'll see y'all next episode. Be easy.
Good night.